ever stand by your fridge and wonder, like, could this thing get any cooler?
Uh-huh.
Well, get ready, because today's deep dive is all about how scientists, particularly in Germany, are using magnets to potentially revolutionize things, like, well, fridges, and a whole lot more.
It's true. We often take magnets for granted.
Uh-huh.
But they could be the key to a more sustainable future.
Okay.
We got some cutting-edge research here from a group called Homage.
Homage.
They've published an editorial highlighting their work.
Homage. I like it.
Yeah.
It sounds important.
It does.
So fill us in. Okay. What kind of research are they doing?
They're funded by the German Research Foundation.
Okay.
Which is a big deal.
Right.
And they're focusing on making things like electric motors and cooling systems dramatically more efficient.
Okay.
Things like wind turbines, electric vehicles, even the way we might transport hydrogen in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Color me intrigued. What's so special about what they're doing? Isn't research on magnets happening all the time?
It is. But this group is different.
Okay.
They're not just trying to make a slightly better magnet.
Right.
They're tackling a major problem.
Okay.
The materials we currently use in high-performance magnets often rely on something called rare earth elements. These elements are difficult to mine without causing environmental damage and can be a source of political tension internationally.
So it's like trying to solve an energy crisis by creating a different kind of crisis, not exactly a win-win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Homage Group is trying to create a new generation of magnets
that
are even more powerful and efficient, but don't rely on these problematic rare earth elements.
Wow.
And they're looking at it from all angles, material science, chemistry, physics, engineering.
Wow.
Yeah.
A real meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
What are some of the specific areas they're focusing on?
They've got two main areas of research.
Okay.
The first is developing those new permanent magnets for motors that we were talking about.
Okay.
Imagine electric cars that are even more powerful and energy efficient.
Right.
Or wind turbines that can generate significantly more energy.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What's the second area?
The second area is where things get really interesting.
Ooh.
They're working on something called magnetocaloric materials.
Magneto what now?
Magnetocaloric material.
Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me.
Okay. Imagine a material that actually changes temperature when you bring a magnet close to it.
Okay.
Bring the magnet closer, it heats up.
What?
Pull away, it cools down.
Really?
That's the basic idea behind magnetocaloric materials.
Wow. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that my future fridge could be cooled by magnets instead of those chemical coolants.
You got it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
You're catching on quickly. It all comes down to the internal structure of these materials. Mm-hmm. Think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine a group of tiny compass needles all pointing in random directions.
Yeah.
That's what the inside of a magnetocaloric material looks like. Without a magnetic field.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Okay.
Then what?
Now bring a strong magnet nearby, and all those tiny compass needles snap into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
That shift from disorder to order releases heat.
Uh-huh.
Pull the magnet away, and the needles go back to their random arrangement.
Right.
Absorbing heat from their surroundings.
So by controlling the magnet, they can precisely control the temperature of the material.
Exactly.
That's wild.
And because they can fine-tune this temperature change, researchers believe they can use it to build things like refrigerators and air conditioners.
Right.
That don't need those environmentally harmful chemical coolants.
No more worrying about your fridge leaking and destroying the ozone layer.
Right.
I like it.
Exactly.
The article mentioned something about this being useful for hydrogen fuel, too.
It's true. Right now, hydrogen is mostly a gas at the temperatures we normally experience.
Right.
Which makes it tricky and potentially dangerous to store and move around.
Yeah.
But if we can use these magnetic refrigerators to cool the hydrogen down to a liquid, it becomes much easier to handle as a potential fuel source.
So magnetocaloric materials could be a game changer, not just for keeping our food cold, but for fueling our cars and powering our homes in a cleaner way.
You've got it.
Yeah.
And what's even more impressive is that this Homage group isn't just focused on their own research.
Right.
They're training over 100 students in these cutting-edge fields.
Talk about investing in the future.
Yeah.
So they are tackling the problem of making motors more efficient, and they're figuring out how to make hydrogen a viable fuel source, all while training the next generation of scientists.
Exactly. It's like the trifecta of awesome.
It is pretty amazing.
It is.
And remember those rare earth elements we were talking about earlier?
The Omage Group is dedicated to finding alternatives.
Right.
They're investigating all sorts of new materials and techniques that could offer similar or even better magnetic performance without the ethical and geopolitical baggage.
Now, that's something I can get behind.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're really trying to make a difference in the world.
Mm.
Speaking of which, you mentioned that this Omage research is about more than just making a better magnet.
Right.
They're thinking about the entire process, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They even use the term value creation circle in the article.
Value creation circle?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're just using fancy words to make me feel like I'm back in school. What does that even mean?
It's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
It basically means they're looking at the entire life cycle of these materials.
From the moment they're mined to the moment they're what, recycled?
Right.
Wait, can you even recycle a magnet?
That's the idea.
Okay.
It's not something we can do easily with the magnets we have now, which is why the Omage Group is bringing material scientists and chemists into the process early on.
Okay.
By considering the entire life cycle of these materials, they can design them from the ground up to be more easily recovered and reused.
So instead of creating a new problem while trying to solve another one, they're trying to build a system that's sustainable from start to finish.
Exactly.
Now that's thinking ahead.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a crucial aspect of their approach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about recycling.
Right.
They're also looking at how these materials are sourced.
Yeah.
How they're manufactured.
Okay.
And even how they can be disposed of responsibly if recycling isn't possible.
So it's about making sure that the entire process of creating and using these new technologies is as sustainable as possible.
Mm.
It sounds like they are covering all of their bases.
Yeah.
But how does this value creation circle actually work in practice?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to talk about it.
Right.
But how do they make it happen in the real world?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, right.
And unfortunately, the article doesn't give us all the details.
Okay.
But they do highlight that collaboration is key.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
So it's not just scientists working in a lab by themselves.
Not at all.
Okay.
They're bringing together experts from universities,
mm-hmm.
research institutions,
mm-hmm.
and likely even private companies to share knowledge, resources, and expertise.
So it's like a giant brainstorming session with the smartest people in the world, all focused on making our future brighter and more sustainable?
Basically.
I have to admit, I'm impressed.
As am I.
Yeah.
And that's not all.
Okay.
One of the things that really struck me about this research is how they are breaking down traditional barriers between scientific disciplines.
What do you mean?
Well, typically you have physicists working on physics problems,
right.
chemists working on chemistry problems,
yeah.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But this Omage Group is bringing them all together.
Okay.
It's not just about the materials themselves.
It's
about understanding the bigger picture, the environmental impacts, the economic feasibility, even the potential social implications of this technology.
So it's not just about making cool new gadgets.
Right.
It's about making sure those gadgets actually make the world a better place.
Exactly.
That's a refreshing change.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. This is all very impressive.
Mm.
But let's go back to these amazing value creation circle for a moment.
Okay.
How does this group go from an idea to an actual product that people can use?
Well, you're right. We need to understand the concrete steps involved.
Yeah.
While the article doesn't delve into specifics, it's safe to assume that the Omage Group, with their focus on the entire life cycle,
right.
has a well-structured plan.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
Walk us through it.
Well, it likely starts with identifying the specific need and application.
Okay.
For example, let's say they're aiming to create a new type of electric motor for electric vehicles.
Okay. That's a good starting point.
Yeah.
What's next? They would then delve into research and development, experimenting with different materials and production methods.
Right.
This is where the expertise of material scientists, chemists, and physicists would be crucial.
Creating that perfect recipe for a super efficient magnet.
Precisely.
Okay.
And while they're developing the material,
yeah,
they're also likely considering things like scalability.
Okay.
Can this new magnet be produced on a large scale?
Right.
What are the costs involved?
Right. Because a brilliant idea in the lab doesn't always translate to a viable product in the real world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the value creation circle really shines.
Okay.
By considering the economic and logistical aspects early on,
right,
they can avoid running into roadblocks later.
It's like they're playing chess, thinking several moves ahead.
Yeah.
So let's say they've developed a promising new magnet.
Okay.
What happens next?
This is where they would likely move into the testing phase.
Okay.
Putting the magnet through its paces in a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. They'd want to see how it performs under different conditions.
Right.
How durable it is. Uh-huh. And, of course, how efficient it is compared to existing magnets.
So really putting it through the ringer to make sure it's up to the task.
Exactly. Okay. And as they're testing it,
yeah,
they're likely already thinking about the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturing. Can this new magnet be produced using existing infrastructure?
Right.
Or do they need to develop new manufacturing processes?
And I'm guessing this is also where they start thinking about how to recycle these new magnets at the end of their life.
Precisely.
Okay.
They might run pilot recycling programs,
mm-hmm,
figuring out the most efficient and environmentally friendly ways to recover the valuable materials.
So it's a truly comprehensive approach from the initial spark of an idea all the way to the end of the product's life and beyond.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what makes this research so compelling. They're not just pushing the boundaries of material science.
Mm-hmm.
They're redefining what it means to develop and implement new technologies in a way that benefits both people and the planet.
It's like they're showing the world that innovation and sustainability can go hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's inspiring, really.
It is.
It is.
This homage research is a great example of how science can be a force for positive change in the world.
Right.
Addressing real-world challenges with creativity and foresight.
Well, I, for one, am excited to see what they come up with next.
Me too.
Who knows? Maybe someday soon we'll all be driving cars powered by super-efficient, sustainably produced magnets.
And cooling our homes with fridges that use magnets instead of harmful chemicals.
Right.
It's a future worth striving for.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
And I think it's safe to say that magnets are officially way cooler than we thought.
I completely agree.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It just goes to show that even the most seemingly ordinary objects can hold the key to extraordinary possibilities.
So next time you see a magnet holding up a photo on your fridge,
mm-hmm,
take a moment to appreciate the incredible science at work.
Yeah.
And the potential it holds to create a more sustainable future.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining me on this magnetic journey.
It's my pleasure.